Hi, this is Nehemiah Pershoff. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Hashem told you to dance in a tango contest?
A Gentile dancing teacher wants to tango with you?
Dance.
In a TV contest?
No! You're a lunatic!
Ed Robertson welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television that is happy to welcome actress and director Judy Beecher. After beginning her career as a print model and singer in France, Italy, in New York City, Judy launched a successful import-export company in New York City, representing many top clothing lines from Italy and France. She did that for about 5 years until she had an epiphany and realized that what she really wanted to do with her life was act. So Judy dove into acting full throttle. We'll talk to her about that in just a second, and has never looked back. Judy's latest film, Tango Shalom, is a comedy that asks the question, can an Hasidic rabbi enter a dance competition where he must dance the tango despite the fact that his sacred beliefs prevent him from touching other women? I'm not a dancer. I know enough about the tango that it's impossible to dance it unless you're up close and personal with your partner. So we'll talk about that in just a second. Tango Shalom also stars Joseph Bologna in his final screen role, Renee Taylor and Karina Smirnoff from Dancing with the Stars. It has won many awards, including the Cannes Film Festival Award for Best Film for Peace and Tolerance. It is playing, Tango Shalom is playing in theaters in some markets as we speak. It is also scheduled for release on all major streaming platforms beginning Friday, October 29th. Judy Beecher, welcome to TV Confidential.
Thank you so much.
How'd you get involved with Tango Shalom?
I met the producer of Tango Shalom at the Cannes Film Festival many years ago, and I was actually, I had won a little competition there. I had written an idea for a film, and I had to shoot a short film during the Cannes Film Festival, so I actually cast him in my short film, and he told me about his project that he was doing, invited me to be in one of the early readings of the film in a different role, the role of Marina, which was the sister-in-law of the rabbi who wants to dance the tango. And then, you know, a few years later when they got the money together to make the film, he offered me that role. And then the lead role was, they opened up the lead role to, you know, not A-list stars. And I auditioned and had three very challenging auditions. Mm-hmm. And I was cast in the part.
I know that some actors are required to lose weight for a role. Some actors are required to gain weight for a role. I understand in your case, you were told your skin tone was not quite dark enough, and so you were told, okay, you need a suntan. Now, you being a classically trained actress, I'm curious. I mean, how did you go about it? Was it poolside? Was it a lot of poolside, you know, a method tan, or did you do the spray tan?
That's very funny. Yeah, the notes that I had, the second and the third auditions and callbacks were very, very hard to do. They said, you know, my skin needed to be darker. I needed to be softer, like an Israeli, which an Israeli is not softer.
Yeah.
And that I crinkled my nose when I smiled. And so I was like, okay, what do I do with those notes? So I actually did buy some makeup.
Okay. Very good.
Tanning makeup or something to try to make, but it doesn't matter. On camera, it's not going to make you look, your skin tone is not going to be dark. But so I did what I could with those. The reason I found out later, the reason why I had those notes was because in the film, two of my daughters have darker skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest daughter is actually the real daughter of Joe Slagnato, who plays the Hasidic rabbi and co-wrote the film and produced. And so he was using his real daughter and his real wife, the mother of his daughter, had darker skin, and she was, you know, so that's why they wanted me to be Israeli, because they were also considering this well-known Israeli actress for the part, and so that was very strange notes that I received.
Well, look, you've been in the business long enough that every producer has their particular vision of what they're looking for. And as an actor, you try to deliver what you, Judy, think is the best interpretation and the best nuances for the role. But at the same time, you've done this pretty much all of your life. You've been a performer. You understand the collaborative part. And so you understand, okay, in the spirit, you know, I'll do what I can to implement these notes and deliver what you want.
Yep. That's what I did. I did the best I could.
You did the best you could. Judy Beecher is on the line with us. Judy is one of the stars and one of the executive producers of Tango Shalom, Tango Shalom, award-winning comedy about a rabbi who gets a message from God that he must enter a TV dance competition to resolve his financial problems. Tango Shalom also stars Joseph Bologna in his final screen role, also stars Renee Taylor, Leni Kazan, and Karina Smirnoff from Dancing with the Stars. It is directed by Gabe Bologna, Joseph Bologna's son. Tango Shalom is playing in select theaters as we record this conversation. It is scheduled for all major streaming on-demand platforms beginning Friday, October 29th. For more on Judy, judybeecher.com. Judy spells her first name J-U-D-I. And then Beecher is B-E-E-C-H-E-R, judybeecher.com. Now, being one of the producers on the film, again, you're invested in this movie. So on the one hand, you do whatever it takes to get this movie made, whatever is best for the film. But yet I understand at one point you were asked to recruit another actress to play the role you wanted to play. Was there a little conflict there?
Well, no, because at that point, I was playing the other part. Mm-hmm. So, and I, you know, they hadn't yet decided on me yet. And I felt that, you know, if there was going to be an A-list actor playing that role, if I wasn't going to play it, mm-hmm. and I would like to have an A-list actor playing the part. So it'll just make the film even better. Mm-hmm. You know, so I had gone out to Selma Hayek, who turned it down because she didn't want to shoot in New York. She only wanted to do stuff in Europe, because she promised her husband she'd stay in Europe. No, I mean, it wasn't, I did it for the good of the film.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
I just wanted to say one other thing.
Sure.
Leni Kazan is also in the film.
Yes.
It's by the makers of My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Also, Joel Zwick, who directed My Big Fat Greek Wedding, produced our film as well.
And if you see the trailer, folks, there's definitely a lot of the vibe of My Big Fat Greek Wedding in Tango Shalom, and there's a lot of the themes and messages align as well. There are a lot of parallels, at least in tone, to both of those movies.
And what makes it even, like, which gives it that extra, you know, makes it really special, you know, because in the film, you know, Moshe, my husband in the film, because he can touch a woman who's not his wife, it's mm-hmm. against his belief.
Yeah.
And it, you know, God came to him in a dream and told him that he needed to dance the tango to resolve his financial issues. But what does he do if God tells him to do something that's against his religion? So he has to go to all the other religions to ask for help. So it's really, it's about bringing people and cultures and religions together. So it has a really strong, beautiful message. And, you know, we just got yesterday, or 2 days ago, we just, UNESCO just recognized us. And the Vatican also, we have a collaboration with the Vatican.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we have, it's the first time, we use the Vatican Choir does some of the music in our film. And we've been endorsed by many, many interfaith leaders around the world. And a lot of the awards that we've won so far, we've won 18 awards, have been from around the world. And even in, in Rabat, at the Rabat in Morocco Comedy Festival, in India, in Madrid, and like all over the world. So it really is a very international, intercultural, interreligion film. So that's one step above the My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And it's really funny, and there's dance.
It's sexy. It's sexy, too. Yeah. It is an inclusive movie that will make you laugh. Tango Shalom is playing in select theaters as we record this conversation. It is scheduled for release on all major streaming on demand platforms beginning Friday, October 29th. Judy Beecher is one of the stars of Tango Shalom. She is also one of the executive producers.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
Now, we teased this in our open. What makes you unusual among actors, at least the actors I know or know of, is that you are steeped in the business world. You were steeped in the business world before you made the commitment to acting. And I love this story. I understand that you did a little wheeling and dealing and called on your business chops to finally get the part of the rabbi's wife.
Yeah, well, I did. because they were, it was the third audition. They all wanted me, and I later found out it was, like, really silly what was going on. But, you know, it was the color of the skin. It was, they wanted this other, you know, this Israeli actress. But I had actually found an investor. I was in Cannes. I had five other projects that I was working on. And all of the projects, though, were things that kind of have meaning. I really wanted to work on things that have a message because this is a very strong industry and we really have the power to change things on the planet. So all of the projects I was working with had some sort of a message. And I pitched them to someone, an investor, and he liked all of my projects, and he said, choose one, and I will invest in it. And right at that moment, the producer called me up, and he says, hey, we need some more money. Like, we were starting in 2 weeks. And, you know, I still had the other part, and I said, well, did you cast that other part yet? And he was like, no, and I said, well, I have the money. So that's all I had to say. And he goes, all right, you got it.
Yes, I believe the word is leverage.
Yes. And they all come up to me, oh my God, you were the best one for the movie. We're so happy we cast you. So yes.
Judy Beecher is on the line with us. Judy is one of the stars and one of the executive producers of Tango Shalom, Tango Shalom, award-winning comedy that is playing in select theaters as we record this conversation. Tango Shalom is scheduled for release on all major streaming on demand platforms beginning Friday, October 29th. You can follow Judy Beecher, judybeecher.com. Judy's other screen credits include Coop Italia, directed by Woody Allen, Taken 3 with Liam Neeson, as well as episodes of Law and Order, The Shield, and JAG. She is also the voice of Madison Page in the popular video game Heavy Rain, which I understand, just given the logistics of recording a video game, that posed a lot of challenges that you would not ordinarily encounter in any other acting role, whether for the stage or whether for film.
Yes, it did. It was probably one of the most difficult acting jobs that I had. Mm-hmm. For Heavy Rain was one of the first video games that were, it was like a 20-hour movie.
Yeah.
And everything, and, you know, the script itself was like, you know, thousands of pages. I don't know exactly, but my role.
A lot, yeah.
I had to memorize all of my text. It was, every scene had five different endings. And so, you know, when you do this kind of a thing, you're in a booth. You know, you're in a booth with, you have little, you know, captors all over your face. You can't look down, so you can't read a script, and you're acting with an imaginary partner who's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
The director, who was reading the other lines with me, you know, David Cage, was in a booth to the side of me, giving me the lines, and I had to act it as if it was a theater production, you know, as if I was on stage acting with another actor, and memorize all these scenes. So it was. Probably the hardest thing I've ever done as an actor. And I mean, I loved it because it was a big challenge. I love a challenge. But I knew if I could do this, I could do anything.
Yeah, because, you know, the game had five different outcomes. And so, you know, you've not only got to get your dialogue down, you've got to prepare yourself to record all the different outcomes, and you've got to prepare yourself as Madison for where she is as a character in all those different outcomes. And that's not necessarily, I'm just guessing here, I'm guessing that as a character, you know, how she approaches outcome number one may not be the same as, or at least as a performer, how you approach outcome number one may not be the same as how you approach outcome number two.
Exactly. No, exactly. The outcomes are, you know, she lies, she tells the truth, she's, you know, every single thing is different, you know, it's all different.
Well, we're having a positive outcome with Judy Beecher. Judy Beecher is one of the stars and one of the executive producers of Tango Shalom, Tango Shalom, award-winning comedy, also starring Joseph Bologna, Renee Taylor, Lainey Kazan, Karina Smirnoff from Dancing with the Stars. Tango Shalom is seen in select theaters as we record this conversation. It will be released on all major streaming on-demand platforms beginning Friday, October 29th. We'll talk some more with Judy Beecher after this quick time out here on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.